First of all, can you introduce yourself?
Hi, yes, I'm Roy Watson, and I'm the editor of the Birmingham Greenways map.
Okay, so you've been here at the summit this morning, the Park Summit this morning. What struck you about the ideas that were coming out or the issues that were coming up?
Well, there was a great commonality amongst the views that came out this morning. I think the main one was that we need to put a greater emphasis on the use of our parks in Birmingham and actually to realise and get over the message that it's a great asset for the city, 8,000 acres of parks, which at the moment we don't make the best use of. One of the things that we do have a great advantage of here in Birmingham because of the natural geography of Birmingham is the fact that if you superimpose the streams of the River Tame over the canal system and merge these in with the green spaces of the parks, a natural network of walkways and cycleways emerges for the city, which we've never really exploited.
So that's interesting. So you mean we're used to actually looking at the city as a network of roads, but if we look at it as a city of network green spaces...
Exactly. So if you look at it as a network of green spaces and a network of interconnected walking and cycling routes, to start off with, this is slightly disconcerting, or it's most disconcerting, because we're always used to looking at the city and references things like the M6 and the M5 and the A34, etc. But if you look at it in a different way, Birmingham merges a great green space with 8,000 acres of parks.
So then the planners think about how these two spaces aren't connected. Can we do something to connect them up?
Yes.
Can we put a path in? Or
exactly.
Can we...
At the moment, they tend to look at road first. That's the natural way of thinking about do we link this with a road, a side street, etc. And what they really would be doing is looking at all the streams and the pathways that could link sort of small estates and small communities together and link them in with the parks.
Fascinating. Thank you.
Thank you.